Blog Talk Radio.
Can I have his dance?
Is it all right?
Yeah, it's all right. As long as you ain't slow dancing, Junior.
Breakdown. Peace, peace, everyone. Listen, you know, Downstop, that song is like ingrained into our DNA from all the jams and so on and so forth. So that's why we open the show with that song. It's so true to Downstop. It's so true to Miami. And I just want to say happy Father's Day, okay, from the I Love Downstop and the Good News Ghouls family. Thank you so much for all that you do, the fathers out there, the biological fathers, you know, the empowerment men in our community. We thank you so much. And happy Father's Day to all the special men in the community and men in my life. So I am your host, Miss LaToya Bird. And tonight we're going to be celebrating fathers and dads who do the most. And the reason why I felt it necessary to do a show about dads is I feel that we don't highlight them enough, and it's just time out for that. It's time for us to step up to the plate and honor and acknowledge and celebrate the men in our lives and in our community who are doing something awesome. Okay, so I have a couple of special guests lined up for the show. And I want to say thank you in advance to the dads that are going to be on the show tonight, the fathers that are going to be featured, Charlie Delancey, Jay King, Emery Davis, and, of course, Mr. George. How can I put this? I have to give him a special title. His name is Chef George, but in parentheses, Banana Pudding Roberts, okay, because his desserts are all that. So I also have a special guest. She is a mental health consultant, therapist, and life coach. This is Miss Toni Seaton is going to be with us this evening. So shouts out to all of our special guests as we get ready to bring them on. And I have, I'm going to open up some of the lines. So be mindful if you need to mute out. Mute out the background. So, Miss Seaton, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, welcome, Queen. Thank you for taking time to be on the show. And I just needed you on the show, one, because you've been a key instrument and tool for me as a friend and as a therapist and a mental health consultant. Thank you. for all that you do, and as well as the life coach. But I needed you on because you have the credentials to back up some of the stuff that I want to say. You feel me? So I needed to have somebody reputable, you know what I mean, with them numbers, them letters behind their name, to come in and co-sign and just be a breath of fresh air as you always are. So I want to thank you for bringing your services and your outlook and your perspectives and everything to the show tonight. So thank you for
for giving me the opportunity. Thank you. Thank you so much for allowing me to be here.
Absolutely. You're gonna be my guest co-host tonight because we have some of the fathers on the line. I know we have Mr. Charlie Delancey on the line. Shouts out to Chucky Boy Entertainment in the building. Do I see you on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Peace, peace, and welcome. Happy Father's Day, King.
Thanks, appreciate it.
All right, all right. Let me see. Let me do another quick little roll call to see which dads of day, you know, we got the fathers, the featured fathers and the dads of down south on the line. Do we have Mr. George on the line?
Yes, we do. Thanks for having me.
All right, all right, all right. So we're going to get rolling. Fellas, because I know it's a special day, and I know some of y'all have meals that have been prepared and slaved over today that you need to enjoy. So I'm not going to take up much of your time, and shouts out to Shonda of Pain to Purpose. Thank you so much also for being a great light in our community with your organization, Pain to Purpose. So, fellas, I just okay, she won the line. Hey,
hey.
Thank you so much for allowing you know, your family to be a part of the show on a special day like today. And
thank you,
I'm glad that you're on.
Party.
Absolutely, absolutely. I wanna know, from the fathers before we get started, how does it feel to have this day just set aside on a national note, just have this day set aside where, you know, all eyes are on you, you know, shots out to Tupac, but like where all eyes are on you, do you know how to receive the love and the appreciation that you get on Father's Day, or how does it feel?
You want to go first since he was the first one? If not, I can go ahead and give you the answer for it.
No, you can go ahead. That's cool.
Okay. Well, first off, happy Father's Day to your fam, bro. You know, continue doing what you're doing as well. As far as this day, I just thank God for it because, you know, as a father, pretty much as a parent, they didn't, you know, there's no handbook on it. You know, you get up and you see your first child born, and then, you know, if there's another child that's being born, you are grateful for all of them. And in my case, you know, I have a son that's not biologically mine, but I've been in his life since he was 2 years old, and now he's 19 years old in college, and, you know, he's on his second semester, and I just thank God for it. And, you know, I think that this is just another day, you know, to be celebrated, but at the same time, you know, as a father, just getting up and doing those daily things that, you know, God has instilled in us men to be providers, protectors for our wives and our families. You know, I think that's just a blessing in itself because, you know, again, like I said, there's no handbook on it. No matter what somebody tries to write in a book, you know, me personally growing up, you know, without a father, you know, my grandfather raised me since, you know, I was 15 and he died in 1989. So I literally had to raise myself. So, you know, I learned firsthand, you know, what it takes, you know, to grow without a father and the struggles and everything of, you know, trying to provide and keep food on the table. So, you know, I've been shot 4 times, been to prison, you name it. I've been there and done it. You know, I'm originally from out of Liberty City. And I thank God for my wife and I thank him for my family. Because, you know, had it not been for them, there's no telling what road I would have been on or whatever. And, you know, I just, you know, take one day at a time and just thank God for everything that he has blessed me with and everything he continued to do. And the life that I did live before, I truly am blessed for that because, you know, like I tell my kids, the life that I did live, you know, I did it for y'all so that y'all ain't got to make the choices that I made. So with that being said, you know, to all the fathers that I do know and the ones that I don't know, you know, continue doing what you're doing for your family and stay on that right path, man. And, you know, it's always going to be a struggle, but at the same time, we got to stay in our kids' ears to keep them off the streets so that they don't, you know, make the choices that we made if there were negative choices in some people's eyes to, you know, get them on the wrong path, whether it's jail, prison, or whatever, and honestly, an early grave. But that's my thought on it.
Mm. All right. OG in the building showing how, you know, showing how you do it because our families nowadays are so non-traditional. And what can we do to survive? So I wanna chime in on that a little later, but I wanna give Charlie the opportunity to share, you know, what it feels like to be honored on Father's Day.
I mean, it feels great. The brother just said I'm all for, and to be honest, we sound like we came from both about the same kind of background. You know, I have a child's not biological mom too that I raised from baby about 2-3 weeks old, about the same age too, 19, 20 now. You know, but about the same thing, been in the street, been there, done that, and like you say, don't want them to make the same choices. That's why, you know, it's good to be in the lives from, you know, day one. And I'm like, you know, I do thank God for, you know, making that now day national. So you can't just, you know, sit back and reflect on your father and let your father know that you do appreciate, you know, what he has done.
That's right. I think sometimes on Father's Day or when we think about acknowledging fathers, you know, we get the whole thing, well, they're supposed to do that. Or they need to be doing that, or this is what they're supposed to be doing anyway. So, like, what's the big deal? No, it's a huge deal because, you know, and Miss Tony, you can chime in on this if you like, but you know what the statistics are. We know what some of the realities are about our black men by the time they reach 18, let alone 25. And then, you know, so when we do have a active, positive involvement from the black males in our community and just men in general, that is a blessing and a miracle. You know what I mean? Because a lot of our brothers are behind bars. And hopefully Stanford Ellis will get a chance to chime in and talk to us what it's like to be a father from behind bars, because that's just a whole nother aspect of our creative style shaped families these days. So Tony, if you could talk a little bit about maybe, you know, from a woman's perspective and being, you know, a counselor, what you see men, you know, go through in regards to being honored and acknowledged for their role.
Well, I think it's very important for us to acknowledge men in their role, especially when they're actively participating as a father and being there for their children. It's very important for us to acknowledge them and honor them because, unfortunately, in this day and age, we always focus on the negative. We do focus on the statistics and the things that we see in the news and what we see on television and in movies, and we forget the ones that are doing what they are supposed to be doing. We forget the ones that are there day in and day out for their children, that are there to them and showing them how to grow up to be men for the boys and how to grow up and be women for the girls. So it's very important to acknowledge those people that are taking on those roles, whether they're their biological children or not, and to honor them, to let them know that we're thankful for what they're doing and we see what they're doing instead of just focusing on the negative things.
And let me tell you, growing up around a lot of women and around a lot of single black women and around a lot of strong, angry black women, we could focus on the negative, like, real quick. You guys could be like, wait a minute, I just been working all day, and you mad about what? And so a lot of times we, you know, misappropriate some of our anger and direct it towards the brothers and the men in our life just because we're not handling some of our own personal and emotional issues as women, and then we take it out on the men who are totally clueless about why we mad, you know, about why we not cooking dinner for
you. Yeah, that's very true.
It's true.
Because we speak from our pain. It's very true because people speak from their pain, and we speak from the stress that we're under, and we do lash out. And sometimes we're lashing out at the wrong person and definitely at the wrong time.
At the wrong time, and, you know, like I said, being around a lot of strong black women, and angry black women, the phrase "he ain't shit" comes out a lot, and it's just because maybe he wasn't, you know, something in that moment. But that doesn't mean that we need to erase and, you know, completely blow him out of the ballpark just because he didn't do something the way that we left instructions for. You know what I mean? So, brothers, we have to say thank you for, one, putting up with us, because we bring a lot of interesting aspects to the table when it comes to relationships and when it comes to support. And I have another father on the line. I'm going to open up his line. I have Mr. Emery Davis representing some of the younger generations of fathers on the line. Welcome to the call, Emery. How are you? Don't be shy. We won't bite. Can you hear us? I'm gonna leave your line open. Just let me know when you're able to chime in. I invited Emery to the call tonight because I see him being a young father that's not making any excuses and not surrendering to, you know, the creative makeup of today's family in regards to, you know, the non-traditional family. And I see him working so hard and putting his family first. And I said, you know what, I'm going to reach out to this brother and see if he can be on the call tonight. So that's why I brought Emery on. So hopefully he'll be able to chime in with us. But we're going to move right along to some of the juicy parts, all right, the controversial parts of the conversation. So, you know, Chef George and Chucky Boy, I need you guys to be candid and honest with the next questions and segment of this show. So I want to know, you know, you guys haven't been married your whole entire, you know, manhood. But so you have both sides of the track. You have the married life and you have the single life, and you have the single life with children involved. So I want to know, because I know you guys are good fathers, but does being a good father mean that you are a good man in the relationship or a good man to the women in your life? Are those the two things in one, or are they separate?
Well, in my opinion, I think it's probably separate. In my opinion, because I have to, you know, my wife comes first before, because God gave me my wife, and at the end of the day, my kids will grow at a certain age when they, you know, have to, you know, go out on their own, and when God decides to call me or my wife home, you know, hopefully my kids will understand, you know, the morals that we set for them. So I think that is separate when it comes to loving my wife and the love that I have for my kids. Because, you know, sometimes kids can, you know, they get in that manipulating role and try to play both sides of the field. So me as a father and as the man of my house, you know, I have to let my kids know, you know, if y'all think that y'all gonna come between me and my wife, that's not gonna happen. So,
okay.
I think loving my kids and loving my wife, in those different ways, is in my opinion, is separate. Now, I protect my family the same way. You know, I have this thing. You know, I'm you know, candid on it. You know, don't mess with my family. I won't hurt yours. And
right.
My thing is I protect my family first. I make sure that they're good. I don't bother no one. So I definitely don't expect nobody to bother mine. Whether they out in the store shopping or wherever they're going, just please, you know, my family is off limits, you know, because they don't want to see that side that I know how to, you know, come out of. To get back on it, but my, you know, I think that, you know, especially with us, we have, you know, all the boys and we have our daughter and we have our god babies. And actually I have all of them here now. So,
wow.
You know, I try to stay in all their ears. You know, of course, when you go out the door, you know, make sure you represent yourself in a positive way. And especially now, just like you said earlier about, you know, the black men, you know, and especially with my sons, you know, I have a 15-year-old son. He's standing like 6 foot four, 235 pounds. So he's a big young man. So he already look intimidating when you see him because of his size.
Mm.
And just know, you know, when you go out, you know, I try to stay in the ear, you know, be, you know, don't start nothing with nobody, walk away from trouble, whatever. And with my wife, you know, it just, I think the, like I said, the love for her, you know, I thank God for it because, you know, had it not been for her, you know, like I said, I'd probably still been running wild or whatever. But I think the love is different between, you know, the wife and the kids.
Okay, I like that perspective. Thank you so much for sharing and putting that public service announcement out there about you and your family. They better not come for you or mess with the robbers. I hear that. So we and on that note, and I know Tony and Charlie could probably, you know, agree that we do look to the men in our family and the men in our community to protect us. You know, there's this thing out there called the strong black man, and it's some things that we do expect from our men. And sometimes they're unrealistic, but we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But Charlie, can you tell us, you know, do you think, you know, it's the same thing being a father and being a good man? Is that the same thing to you, or is that two different things? Because sometimes when you have, you know, a non-traditional family where you have to be a father outside of the relationship that you're in, you know, there could be some complications and that. So that's why that question was actually, you know, raised, like, you know, just because you're a good father, does that mean that you're actually a good man? Does that give you a pass to be a good man? Does that fall under that umbrella, or do you treat the two differently? Charlie? Hello, Mr. Delancey? Okay, he might be doing some fatherly duties right now. We're going to come back to him. I got a few more lines open. Let me go ahead and see if I can get those popping.
Hello.
Peace and blessings. Last four digits, 9224.
Yes, it's Charlie.
Okay, I think you your call dropped. Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, my call had dropped.
Back in.
Yeah.
Okay,
what I was saying, you got me in? But yeah, I agree with what the brother said before. There's two separate entities, because you can be a good father and be a bad husband. But like I said, it's two separate entities to the situation. So you have to put
So for you, it's two different perspectives. So you heard
it
out of his mouth, not mine. which means you can be a good daddy, but that doesn't mean that you're automatically a good husband or a good, you know, mate. So, you know, do you have any advice for the father that's a good father but not a good husband or not a good mate?
I mean, you have to take time and, you know, with both entities and find out what it takes to, you know, make them both happy.
You have to put in
the work with both. Because, like I said,
the investment.
The investment, correct.
That's huge because a lot of people, we want instant gratification. And I think, and Miss Tony, you can chime in if you like, but I think that's where a lot of the frustration comes in with relationships, especially when we have the non-traditional family. The fact that the male may have moved on, but I'm still here with the child, and I'm trying to do what I'm trying to do. While, you know what I mean? While you're moving on. So what, Tony, what have you seen, you know, with some of your past clients or just, you know, your perspective on what you see in general in our community on how we handle this?
Unfortunately, sometimes what happened is that we want the man to, you know, we don't help them find the balance in the relationship. There's a balance in the relationship between being a good father and then being a good mate. They're not always the same thing because those are two different relationships. You have a relationship as a father with the child, and then you have the relationship with the mother as a woman. Those are two totally different relationships. So the man has to be able to find the balance to work both of those relationships, just like the woman does. But there has to be a balance because they are not the same thing. A father is a father with a child. A father is not a father to a grown woman, or he shouldn't be. And she should not expect him to be.
Wait, rewind in the poetry world. I need you to say that again. And I'm giving you two snaps in the circle. You said something about the man is not supposed to do what?
A man is supposed to be a father to a child. A man is not supposed to be a father to a grown woman if he's a grown woman. And if he finds that he's having to be a father to a grown woman and he's not really grown and he don't need to be in that relationship with her, if he's looking for a relationship with a grown woman.
So what about, okay, so you know Prince, I think it was Prince or I think it was from a movie, or Prince and this movie where it said, you know, I want to be your mother, your brother, your sister, your, all of these things. And I think sometimes we live in this fantasy that we're looking for somebody to be our every damn thing. And if I'm listening to you correctly, you're saying that, you know, the people in our life, play certain roles, and that we should be mindful of what role they're playing. And I think
there's
a lot, you know, there's a lot of controversy surrounding the relationship roles between black men and black women because we do have this daddy concept when it comes to a man. And they're related because a lot of women that have daddy issues have, you know, mate issues. And my thing is sometimes we look to the man who we're in a relationship with to play that, you know, the things that we thought our father should be, the provider, the protector, you know, these certain roles. So
absolutely a lot of women do that, but it's to what extent are you doing that? You know, there's a difference between a grown man who's in a relationship with a woman and, you know, he's her protector and he's her provider. There's a difference between that and being a protector and a provider as a father. And because of so many women that don't have fathers in their lives growing up, they don't know the difference, and they take it too far. And then when the man doesn't meet those expectations that she set up for him to be her actual father, then the relationships fall apart. And she takes it out on him just because he hasn't met those unrealistic expectations that she has set up for him.
Listen, preach. I want to say Pastor Tony, but we know you're a counselor. but to the fathers on the line, I want you to know that there are a whole host of women, including myself, that have superheroed you, that have put you on such a pedestal where you can be nothing but perfect or other. And that's so not fair to you. And if we look at it deeply enough, it's not fair to ourselves. We shape you to be these superheroes and these supermen. We shape you to be a type of God that can't have any fault, because we want that kind of structure in our life. But then we end up, you know, fantasizing about this magical man who we need. And then we take it out on you in all kind of ways, and you don't even know why we frustrated, why we mad, why we're egging your car, why are we following you, why are we looking through your phone? Like, what are we doing? And it's all because of this mythical, you know, character that we've created in our mind that we put on you, and we put this title on you. And the moment that you don't add up to it, the moment that you don't do every single thing to the letter, you're nothing to us. And I've been that woman. And then I had to realize, wait a minute, what am I doing? Like, he's not a superhero. He is a human just like me. And we don't afford you that opportunity to be human. So if there are any women on the line, please just take a moment to breathe in and say that my man is human. You know what I mean? And he's allowed to make mistakes, and he's allowed to grow. And you know what I mean? So, like, cut a brother some slack. I'm not saying take no crap. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying let's be a little bit more realistic. All right? So okay, go ahead, Shonda.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. You said a whole lot, and Ms. Tony did as well. But I wanted to, there's two parts. The first part was about them being a man. I'm sorry, what was the question? The relationship separate as being a good father and being a good man. I believe, now, you know I love my husband. Honey, I love his dirty bath water. However, I feel there are times, because he did not have that father figure in his life, that, you know, and it's not to make him feel bad. I appreciate him for it. I think he overcompensates with our children, and maybe sometimes think, well, my wife may not need me today. Let me go hang with my kids, and not think that I need him for that day. Now, to the second part, he's not a superhero. So I do need to, as a wife and as a mother, understand that I have to respect him as far as trying to balance work, wife, and his kids. Because when he gets home, he don't know who to run to first. Do I go say hi to my kids first? Do I go run and kiss my wife first? Because sometimes he may run into my daughter first, and I may be, you know, in the furthest part of the house, and then he goes and talks to the boys, and as soon as he talks to the boys, they're talking about football. So now I ain't seen him about 20 minutes. I know he's been home about 20 minutes, and then he's trying to run back over there and say, hey, babe, I'm home, and go back. You know what I mean? So I know for him, I know he's not a superhero, but I call him my superhero, but I have to also remember that he's actually not a superhero, and he does have to, I have to respect that he is an awesome father, and I don't want him to feel bad about being that father, but I also don't want to forget that his wife is over here also and will need him just as much. But I do respect him for acknowledging that, because he does do that. He does make sure that he spends time with me. He does make sure he spends time with them. Like, I do hair. So a lot of times when I'm doing hair at home, he'll go ahead and go spend time with the boys at that time. You know what I mean? He takes our daughter out to dinner and out to movies. And, you know, he has done lunch with her. He goes to the basketball court almost once a week with the boys. And then, you know, we have our time. So he does have that balance. And I wanted to tell him that I appreciate him for that. And I respect him for that. Because no man taught him how to be a husband. And no man on this earth taught him how to be a father. He is who he is because of what he did not have. And I thank God for saving him for us. That's all I want to say.
No, that was absolutely beautiful. Tony, do you have a tear coming down? Because that was beautiful to just, you know, hear a wife, you know, love on her husband and just publicly display, you know, that affection and appreciation. That was well needed.
Yeah, open.
And beautiful.
Very open and honest. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So,
That was great. We don't hear that enough.
We don't. And you know, one of the things that you said, Shondo, that stood out is that no one showed him. He developed, you know, his husband profile and his father profile kind of like on his own. And so in his mind, he might be that superhero. You know what I mean? That's probably why.
Right.
You know, he feels that, you know, I'm obligated and I'm in this for the long haul. I'm in this. And I'm here with my wife and I'm here with my kids because I know what I didn't have. So, you know, I don't want to speak for him. I'm just saying that's what I get from what you shared with us, and that's what I get from listening to him. And so I need him to pass down all that goodness to the boys, as well as the recipe to that banana pudding. Because you need to put that in the bottle somewhere. We're going to work together. I'm going to show you how
to make
it.
Wait a minute. You said banana pudding.
Listen, we're going to back that thing up. He has the best banana pudding. Shots out to Pain of Purpose and Chef George for being the only food vendor at the Our Community, Our Lives community rally that we had back in on March the 4th. Let me tell you, so I think y'all sold out. Like, they had banana pudding and conch, and they knew their target audience. And shouts out to Chucky Boy. Chucky Boy gifted us a few bounce houses for that event. And so this is why I pick, you know, the different guests that we have on our show. These are our supporters. These are, you know, men and women that we see in our community grinding and doing the community service and doing the hard work. So this is why I love Down South. I just wanted to say that. And on that note, I got to open up Ellis's line. I know he wants to share a few words. Peace and blessings. Welcome to the line.
Greetings. Peace and blessings, everybody.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Happy Father's Day to all the followers I got. For the sake of time, I just want to get straight to the point and address what is a father. First of all, we got to recognize that we're dealing with interpretations of what a father is supposed to be, because we're dealing with a dead language. And if a language is dead, it's dead for a reason. And this language in which we speak about is Latin. We have law in Latin, which is a dead language. We have every technical difficulty that we can face, even down to the Bible, whatever. It went through this Latin period where it became obsolete. So truly, the word father in itself, no one else will understand or comprehend the father, because that's an attribute that's supposed to be attributed to a supreme being. And this is why we call him our Superman or our superhero. Now, if you look at the word father, you'll see two words. It's actually a compound word, fat her. And when my mentor about 20 years ago was pointing out to me what a father was, He said a father is someone who rocks the cradle, and this cradle is the world. He's more than responsible, not only his household, but everybody in the street. And this street actually becomes his kingdom. And this is where, quote-unquote, Jesus Christ had his kingdom at. His heaven on earth was in the streets around tax collectors, around bums, beggars, and thieves, murderers of men, and so forth. So now we got to readdress the issue of what a father really is. I'm a father. I became a father at the age of 14, 15. I have, if it's my son, I have a son, 24, a daughter, 23, and one that'll be 20 this year. And I have not been in either one of their lives because I've been in prison basically all their lives. But it's one thing that I can say that I transfer the information that I got in prison to my son. I transferred the information that I got in prison to my daughter because I understood when it said this is a war not against flesh and blood, but it's a war against principalities and evil people and connoted wickedness in high places. So I had to rear my children with the ideal in mind that you physically go meet some wicked people with some connoted wickedness and they're going to be all in high places. So, like Moses, I did what he did. I learned the Pharaoh system. And it was this very same system where God later on told Moses, don't change the act of worship. Keep it that way because that's their dedication. And it will become hard on people and they'll forsake God. So now God later on calls himself the Father. Now we're back at the Father. Where I'm getting at with this is in Genesis 1, he made a dressment. He said that there was a person that he made in his image and his likeness. The word likeness means who's going to mimic my behavior. So if we're going to be the Father, we got to mimic God's behavior. So ain't no taking care of no bills and paying water bills and make sure kids have Nikes, Jordans. That ain't no goddamn Father. Those call responsibility. Anytime a person possess a germ, and what I'm talking about is the God of this germ, this semen that has the possibility to create every race in the world. This is the father of civilization. So now what we're going to do, we're going to take the black man and see should he be a father, or we're going to take the black man and see should he be a God. So now, man, God addresses this issue. He made man very conscious. He said that the sons of God seen the daughters of men. And he seen that there was foul semen, and he came and laid with them, and he conceived. But it was a bunch of these people, a bunch of these sons of God. So we see that it's just not one begotten son, because David goes on in Psalms 2, I believe, verse 7, say, today you have begotten thee. And David went on to become a begotten son because he adopted God's ways, his likeness, his image, regardless of what he ever did in life. And when Yahshua, Jesus Christ in Greek or whatever, Yahshua in Hebrew, whatever his name, I don't know. Put it that way. I really don't care. I understand the story. I understand the message. That's the pivotal point where I'm trying to get. He said, I come in my father's name. Then he went on and later on addressed that ye are your father the devil. Then he went on and said that this is the God of this world. So this devil done went and became a father, a God, and a son. So now we're dealing with a state of delusion, a misrepresentation without the involvement of a direct lie. So all of us been lied to about this father thing because this fatherhood keeps us in the hood. And we see the black man in the hood and he ain't got out the hood yet. So do I want to be a father to my people or do I want to be a God for my people and bring a civilization? Now I want God Day. I don't want Father's Day. Anytime you take a race of people and the black man, which is what we call ourselves now, we're borrowing and adopting other people's language. So I'm going to use their language. A black man, you take him, then you tell him he's three-fifths of a human being. You strip him off his language. You strip him off his nationality, his race, his culture, and everything. Then you kick him out there. After a woman has watched herself been brutally raped, kissed, and sold off and murdered and everything. But when you turn on the TV, you see King Kong and whatever, the white woman, that they'll go to the screen. They'll die for this white woman just to get her from this gorilla, this ape. That's a subliminal message for the black man. We'll die for America. What we want to die for? He got in God we trust. He trusts in money. What God you trust in? Because I took your God from you. Now, when we go back to Africa, we see man, God, and civilization is all as one. They don't have a concept of man. They have a concept of the God man. One who possesses miraculous powers, one who correct what is wrong. I had a conversation with a lady. I said, now look at this. The president of the United States, openly, and he's told the world that he snorted cocaine. And he became the president. Malcolm X told you he pimped, sold drugs, hustled, had sex with punks or whatever. And he became the strongest black man in the world at one point in time. Martin Luther King laid on the psychologist's bed and told him that I can gift it with everything, but I have one subtraction that has made me prone to weakness and evil. He said, my skin is not white. So can we live in this white man's world as a father today? No. There's no fathers in our household. So first of all, can a man be a father outside his household? Why you want to patronize me? Why you want to come get me, my children, my wife, or my ex-girlfriend, and tell me all of a sudden happy Father's Day, and then 364 days of poor living hell to be erased with one day that you're going to treat me kind? You independent woman, remember? You haven't seen your father in 20, 30 years, remember? But you would call me or send me a card in prison on Father's Day. When I was growing up, I had a rough childhood, I want to say. And this rough childhood made me despise my father. I didn't want to be nothing like him, and looked him in his eyes and told him. So at 11, 12, I took to the streets and became my own man. I can remember days where I survived off of mangoes, going and publishing Winn-Dixie, stealing hot sausages and pickles because some old person told me, as long as I'm in the store, I can eat. So they taught me how to fish myself. So I went on, not late. I went through a transition of 20-some years in prison. I had began to watch. I watched and I heard every story that a black man has to attribute associated with pain. I heard every story about how a woman did a black man, how society did a black man, and so forth. And I went and after studying this, I learned something. I learned that how can someone who can't produce a baby on herself disregard me? Can I be a father without a mother? Because I'm disregarded. Because some of these mothers ain't letting fathers be fathers, but we got to become daddies, we say. Anybody can become a father, but it take a daddy or a man to raise one. Look up the word raise. Mm-hmm. Look up the word. See the different contrast in those two words. We want our kid to turn 18 and get out of our house. The white people want their kids to be real, equipped with everything from books, the information, the knowledge, the scientific research and facts to go take over the rest of the parts of the world that they haven't taken over. So now, when we're dealing with man civilization, and this is going to end with this, we got to question ourselves, do we want to be a father or do we want to be a God? A lot of people don't like the term of another person calling themselves a god, but you'll call me a devil. Oh, here comes this devil, just speaking of the devil. God damn. He even curse God. God damn, God damn, when you see this devil coming. But then look at this devil and see if he's really a devil. And this devil that we talk about is the black man. And I'm going to end like that. Happy God Day, everybody.
Happy God Day. You heard it from I'm going to mess with you today. You heard it from Black Power Pastor, you know what I'm saying, educator, master teacher, Mr. Stanford Ellis, dropping a little science on the God man and his perspective of Father's Day. Thank you so much for sharing, and thank you for doing what you could do from your position behind bars to invest into your children. And you said so much, and I'm glad that you did say it and share it, because there's so many aspects of this conversation that we need to have. As we talk about men, as we honor men in our communities and in our families. But we do have to keep it moving, because I promised these fathers that they would only be on for like 30 minutes. And we done went over, and I still got some callers that I need to open up their lines. So we're going to wrap up shortly. But, excuse me, I do want to take a few callers. Last four digits, 7867, calling from the 954 area. Peace and welcome to the call. Please state your name.
How you doing? It's OC Too Funny.
Oh, Lord, peace and blessings. How are you?
I'm chilling.
Listen, no doubt, this is one of Broward's top comedians out there doing his thing. Happy Father's Day. So, listen, I don't know if
you
were listening in when we were talking about, you know, does being a good father mean you have to be a good man? Or
that's a part
is
of
that
the process.
The same thing?
I ain't gonna lie to you. It's
okay,
a part of the process, because you can't be a good father without being a good man, because as a father, you're showing your kids how either they should be looking for a day man to be in their life, or how they should be as a man. So you can't be a good man, a bad nigga, and a good father. That don't mix. That sounds stupid. You can't eat all your cereal with a fork. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, I tell my daughter, for real, because you got to, you know, at one point, you got to start dating your daughter and letting them know how they're supposed to be treated, and taking them to get her hair done and making sure she knows she's pretty, making sure she knows she's beautiful, you know? I got four girls and one son. And 4 out of 5 of my kids live with me. You know, and right now I got my 2 little girls with me, my 3-year-old and my 4-year-old. And they rather be with me than be with their mom, you know? And I tell them they're going with their mama. That's how I punish them. Like, if you don't put them shoes on, we're going to your mama right now. And they, no, please, oh, my God, I love you, Daddy. All right, then, tell me something. You know, but it's cute to me, because I'm connected with my babies. I'm connected with all my kids like that. And a lot of people look at me crazy when I tell them I live by myself with my kids. You know what I'm saying? They're like, nah, well, who did this? And I, no, man, this is me. This is me. This is me showing my kids you can do it.
So you're a single father?
I'm a single father. And I do
Shouts out to the single dads. And I must give you an applause for that, and also an applause for Stanford for sharing that. But now that the line is open, I need Miss Tony, the counselor, on the line. I need you to come to the table and just whatever you would like to say to a single father and to the single dads out there, if you can give them a word of encouragement, please.
Who, me?
Wow, just to keep up the good work. It's hard, and we know it's hard, and we don't acknowledge them enough. We always hear about the single mother, you know, the single woman that's raising her children, because the father has gone off and is doing whatever, or he's gone, whatever, but we never think about the man that's raising his children by himself, because he's got because the mother's a knucklehead and she's gone off somewhere. So we need to acknowledge them and offer them the support whenever and however we can, and keep them uplifted
in prayer and just give them that daily support, because it's a daily job. Being a good father, it's not a monthly job, it's not a weekly job, it's a daily job.
Yep.
So at least once a day, they need to have that extra encouragement and that support from an outside source, and to let them know that they're doing a good job. And just to keep them encouraged, we have to do it. When we see it, say something. You know, far too often, we always acknowledge, I said this in the beginning, we always acknowledge the negative. We don't acknowledge. So if you see a man that's out there with his children, if he's playing in the park, tell him that's a good thing. Encourage him. Say, you know, that's good. I'm glad to see you out there playing with your kids in the park. If you see him shopping in the store, say, that's a good thing. You know, just give him a kind word, some encouragement. You know, just let him know that he has support and that he's respected for what he's doing, because we don't do it enough. We always want to catch people when they're doing bad. We need to catch them when they're doing good.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, James.
Okay. You know, I only got one son, you know, and he's not into football. He's more into, like, academics. You know what I'm saying? And he told me when he was four, he wanted to be a bone doctor. So I started teaching him mathematics. You know what I'm saying? And that kind of helped him out with school. And he ended up, you know, graduating the fifth grade, made the principal's honor roll, every report card, and he ended up being the fastest multiplier in his school. You know what I'm saying? That made him feel good. That drove him crazy, because now he want to do more when it comes to that mathematics. You know, and I tell our fathers to teach us his mathematics first. You know what I'm saying? Teach him his mathematics. Teach him his shapes and squares and shit like that. I mean, stuff like that, so that they are prepared for it, because they need to know their angle in life and how to handle that and how to handle it and how to attack it and how to, you know where they're at. And that, you know what I'm saying?
It.
You can't just,
that's
yeah,
right.
Because a lot of times life will throw you a left turn and you really trying to go right, you know what I'm saying? So you got to ride tight on that left turn and just let some of these turns be turns, you know what I'm saying? You can't force a square to be a circle. But
that's
you can,
right.
You can run round in it, you know what I mean? So I try to teach my son to, you know, just stand tall on himself. You know, don't let nobody push you down. You know, he ain't no big kid. But his twin sister's 5'4". They 10 years old, 5'4", 134. All lower body.
Whoa.
Man, I'm in the gym. I done got a new membership. I'm like, man, let me tell you something. I'm finna get so big, and I'm at the school every day. Hey, how you doing, young fella? Let me tell you something. Let me, this big, you know. Turn to animal at the school.
They,
don't do nothing. Don't say nothing to
it, right?
Yeah.
You sound like Mr. Roberts. I don't know if you heard him earlier. He put
man,
a public service announcement out there.
I told my daughter just like this. You let me know any one of my friends tell you about mango seasons. You let me know who said it and how many mango seasons he said you need, and we're going to put it in the bag. And whenever I get mad, I'm going to reach in that goddamn bag, and I'm going to bless somebody.
Oh, Lord. So guess what?
Mango
on
season.
That note, I need to
but
know
I'm gonna say
from
this.
The
I'm
other
gonna
say fathers.
This. I'm going to leave
ahead.
With this note. You know, on Father's Day, we got to love and appreciate the fact that we got kids. A lot of men out here ain't being dads. Women are surprised to see dads. I say don't be surprised. Support it. You know what I'm saying? Teach your son how to do it. You know, being a good dad is part of being a good man, because you got to cook for your kids. You got to do your daughter hair. You got to make sure they got good understanding of life. You can't do that as a bad man. You can't do that as an unhealthy dude. Can't do it as a double-minded man. You got to be a grown man about it. And you got to handle yours as a father. It's hand-in-hand. You can't do one and then the other. Love, peace,
that's
and have a great
thought.
Holiday. Come on.
Love, peace, and happiness.
You heard it, ladies. You heard it from his crazy behind, Mr. James, in the building. Listen, before we go on with the show, because we got to get ready to wrap up, I want to know from the fathers on the line, I need to know, what is that special word of advice that you're proud that you give to your kids, that one special thing that you're proud that you give to other children that you run across, like it's your go-to phrase, it's your go-to motivation and empowerment. What do you tell your kids, and what do you share with them that's that special thing that you always sharing, your message?
Philippians 4:13, I'm sorry. You know, I can do that. You know, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And in their case, you know, who strengthens them. And see, but my son just heard me just now. He came downstairs and he started saying it. And
like clockwork.
You know,
that's
just that. Yeah. So, you know, it's that right there. And, you know, just, you know, real quick. I have this thing since we're keeping it 100. You know, my daughter, you know, I have this thing where if there's anything she needs, you know, don't look out there for a man who may have these materialistic things or whatever. I'm your father first. Come see me. I have this thing where I call it keep your legs closed money.
That's right.
There's no reason that anybody.
Rewind. Wait. Say that one more time.
Keep your legs closed, money. There's no reason that, you know, anybody come to my daughter and say, hey, I got this here, whatever, materialistic crap or whatever. You know, now, they can whisper sweet nothings to her, because that's all it will be, sweet nothings. And if she decides to go on her feelings, I can't control her feelings. And for my sons, I call it stay off the corner money. There's no reason that they should be standing on the corner trying to hustle up something, you know, in order to get money in their pocket. I always tell them, I can't reward bad behavior, but if you do what you're supposed to do, I cannot, you know, disagree. And if your hand is out, I cannot put mine back if you do what you're supposed to do. I reach in my pocket, my wallet or whatever, and give you what you're asking for because you're doing what you're supposed to do.
That's right.
Always
keep your legs closed and stay off the corner money.
That's right.
I love it.
But it's true. It's true. You know, when you do what you're supposed to do, you can do what you want to do.
Mm. I love that. I'm gonna borrow that. All right, Stanford or Charlie, you guys can chime in on that thing that you use. It's your go-to motivation tool that you use with your kids or something that you always share with your kids.
Charlie can go ahead. Yeah, I just always tell them, you know, stay focused on their goal and don't let nothing hold them back. I always tell my kids and, like, any other kids that I come across.
That's what's up. We, you know, whether you guys know it or not, the community is looking for the black man to be that role that Ellis spoke about, like that God man. Because we know what you're made of, you know, and so it's a thin line between fantasizing about you being a superhero, the reality of it all, and then your spiritual responsibility in our lives and in our community. So, you know, we do look for you for those words of encouragement. We do look to you to do it right and to help us along the way. We do look to you to be strong. So the fact that you guys, you know, are sharing your empowerment that you give to your children and to those in the community, it lines right up with that. So, Ellis, if you can share with us, you know, one of the things that you use as your go-to statements or tools of encouragement for your children or those in the community?
My main thing is a lot of people may don't buy it or ride with it, but reality is reality, and a lot of people turn to the biblical script or context, and then they'll tell you that ye are God and the children of the Most High. That word God is defined as judge. That you are a judge, which takes us back to the book of Judges, which takes us back to the Garden of Eve, then back to the beginning when it was void and everything was in a chaotic order. my inspirational message for any young male that I come in with, I told them, don't think like man. Man has brought chaos, and as is addressed in the Bible, that he have found the beauty in himself, and he allowed his beauty to corrupt himself. And he has called sales to this. If God is going to be the one that corrects this hell here on earth, we need some gods here on earth. We have carefully noted that there has supposed to be a second coming, so I encourage young man to be that second coming. Don't want to only limit yourself to a household or a community or a store that you can own. God created the world, created the civilization, and he told you to subdue the earth and everything. So find out how in the world you're going to take the world back over. That's my message to the black man, because we the last of a dying breed. We don't have much more to go. 2050 is predicted that there'll be more koala bears than women in North America, which is an endangered species right now than the black man. So we need to understand that the black man has the procreative germ, the only one that has the germ and the capability to keep the world going, to keep producing this melon that they're using to send these rockets and spaceships out of space. Yes, that's melon. That's your pigmentation that they get in that black thing that absorb all that heat, them black boys' bodies. We ain't even but that's my message. Try to figure out what we got to do to take the world back over, because we lose. And for my girls, I tell them, think as Mother Mary, still virgin. Still virgin until you find that God. That's one of them. Miraculously give you this conception, and you're going to have a man God or a son of man or whatever it may be. My daughter is 23 going on 24, never laid with a man, never had a boyfriend. And her belief that she's waiting on God. So she's waiting on that somebody that's not going to be a man. That somebody that don't have to explain his imperfections. That somebody that ain't got to justify himself with every choice or decision that he makes. Somebody that got to go out and work hard and come back in. And then once you get there, ain't no school clothes everywhere, children screaming, crying, then you asking for a helping hand. You had 8 hours. I was gone laboring. Now I'm home. So I told her, in order to get a God, she got to be a goddess. So I gave her the fundamentals of what a goddess is, and we ain't going to get into that right now. But
that's another show, but I like the way you said that, though. You said in order to get a God, you have to be a goddess. And I've heard so many, and I didn't mean to cut you off, but that right there, that was me saying rewind, because I also heard James earlier say, you know, you have to start dating your daughters. And that's no incest in that. He's saying you have to start showing your daughter what she should be looking for. Like, take her to go get her hair done. You know, if she says, I want to go shopping, take her, go do that, because now she knows what to look for. So when she does start, you know, to date, she can say, no, that's not how that's supposed to go. Or if something is out of order, guess who she's going to come and confide in? She's going to come tell daddy, hey, this is what happened. I don't know if that's right, or you know what I mean? So I hear all the men on the line making a point of reference of, you know, some special words of encouragement that you guys are giving your daughters. And it's so important that you do that, because so many households have fatherless, you know, have a fatherless atmosphere. So the fact that you guys are speaking life to your daughters is very important. And from my perspective, being raised by a single mother and then meeting my dad when I was 2, you know, at 2 years old, I knew that it was nothing that he could say that made me want to listen, because I already knew where you was at, right? So now that, you know, I have uncles and, 2 uncles that really showed me what it meant to be a father, that kind of helped my perspective when it comes to dating.
So what you guys instill in your daughters is a direct connect with how the future, you know, black women, single black women are going to behave because of the relationship that she has with her father. So all of those words of encouragement and telling them, you know, not sweet nothings, but sweet everything, and being raw and real with them and letting them know what time it is. We need that from y'all. And I'm going to be bold enough to say some of the strong black women, independent single black women, we still need to hear those things. So keep doing what you're doing, fathers. I know we're going on an hour with this show, so I know we got to wrap up. I got to give a shout out to Emery Davis. He was one of the dads that was supposed to be featured, but he was doing some daddy fatherly duties. Had a flat tire, had all the kids with him. So shouts out to him. And Miss Tony, I know you're on the line today. You are our guest. Co-host and counselor, do you have any closing remarks that you'd like to say before we wrap up?
Yes, I'll say two things real quick. One, just to pick up on what everyone's been talking about now, it is important for the fathers to remember that, you know, as a parent, you are the first and best example to your children. You're the first and best example to your son on how to be a man, and the first and best example to your daughter on what to expect from a man. So it's very important to keep those two things in mind as you parent your children. And overall, just to stay encouraged and to know that you have the support. There are independent black women out there and women in general that do understand the hard job that you have and the role that you have as a father, and we support you in that, and we encourage you in that. And I tell people, get out there and you know, give them the support. Don't make it figuratively. Do it literally when it's needed. Just be there, and sometimes give them a kind word and a pat on the back, because sometimes that's all you need to get through the day, the extra strength that you need to make it through sometimes. That's all you need.
That's so timely. And thank you so much for sharing. And are there any fathers on the line that wanted to close out and say something? And whatever you do, add, make sure you leave your social media, your contact information, because all the dads on the line today have businesses and organizations. So we want to stay connected with our special guest. So, Charlie, if you can go first, if there's anything that you'd like to share.
No, I'm okay. Just appreciate you guys for having me on today.
Okay. Look, he being so modest. Listen, we have Chucky Boy Entertainment on the line with us at ilovedownsouth.com. This man is the entertainment for Down South. You got a party, you have an event, you need a bounce house, you need snow cones or cotton candy. You need you fair in your backyard. You need to call Chucky Boy Entertainment. What is the number to get in contact with you or to book a party or anything?
786-344-9224.
One more time.
786-344-9224.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is a dad doing the most down here, down south. He's also a part of the circle of brotherhood and just doing so many things in our community. I want to thank you for being on. So make sure you holler at Chucky Boy Entertainment on all your social media platforms and call him if you need that party. We're talking about kids' parties, or you know how kids' parties turn into adult parties. He have you covered, okay? So now we have Mr. George Roberts, Chef George. Do you have any closing comments? And make sure you leave, you know, our listeners with your contact information.
Well, again, thanks for having me. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Yeah, Chef George Catering. You can find me on Facebook.
My pop now.
What's good?
I'm good. How about yourself, man?
All right.
Yeah, again. Okay. Yeah, you can find me on Facebook at Chef George Catering. I have over 18 years experience. I do Mediterranean, Italian, French, you name it, Japanese, Chinese, continental.
Woo!
You know, I have all the cuisine background behind under my belt. Again, you know, like I say, over 18 years experience. But the most important part about it, I just love cooking for my family and friends and everything like that. And shout out to my wife, Pain the Purpose. You know, she continued doing what she's doing. I'm so grateful to have her, and I appreciate everything she does, you know, for the community and just, you know, for the women of domestic violence. That's pretty much it.
All righty. And so if we need a pan of the banana pudding, the small pan, it's 25 or is that 45? How it go?
Let me just clear the air. That banana pudding is my recipe. You keep giving George these shout outs, honey.
Happy birthday.
I gave him that recipe to help me out a few times, but honey, he don't show out. People forget that I started doing it first. So whatever. It's okay. Teamwork.
Y'all a team.
I'm letting him have that.
Yes.
We
don't
talk about it if you never would. It'll still be in sale.
Right.
So you need to throw it out there alone and let him kick his feet up, massage him.
Okay, I am.
From his shelf.
Listen,
like my brother said.
That's right.
But
that
to answer your question, the small pan, the very small, like a personal small, is $10. Then the next size pan is a 25. That's a half pan, the full pan. Is 45. Now it varies depending on the cookies and if you add strawberries. But if you need more pricing,
okay,
you give us a call at 786-371-4571. You can reach Chef George's Catering, and also you may reach Pain the Purpose on that. I have a new number. I don't know it yet. So for right now, that's Pain the Purpose and Chef George's Catering. Pain the Purpose has some events coming up. Our website is Pain Number Two Purpose 76.org. We are on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram under Pain Number Two Purpose 76. We have support groups starting next month. We also have a self-defense class in August. We'll have a team summit in October. So please just follow us on our website or social media to get involved with helping these women and educating our children on domestic violence.
Yes, I would. Listen, we're going to talk off the air because I would love to be a part of the teen summit.
Okay.
Because sometimes the kids don't understand how beef can enter into the relationship, and then that turns into domestic violence, and then they just clueless. So I would love to support you and to do what I can to be a part of that. And shout out to everybody. No doubt. Shouts out to everybody down south, because I'm just trying to say the South got something to say, as Andre said in that famous, you know, Source Awards show a couple decades back. And down south is doing a lot, and we have to do what we can to support one another. And so that's why we have the show. That's why we have the guests that we have on the show, just to highlight, you know, what is actually going on down here. And let me tell you, I can't keep up. It's so much going on, and I love it. So thank you all. Thank you, Chef George. Thank you, Chucky Boy Entertainment, for being on. Thank you, Mr. Stanford Ellis of Our Community, Our Lives, being on. And Emery Davis, he was fixing the tire. Oh, and Jay King was supposed to be on, but he couldn't make it, so shouts out to Jay King. And Ellis, did you have anything that you wanted to say before we wrap up, as we're closing out?
Yes.
Briefly.
I want to ask every black woman that listening to this show to read these two books. It's by Lionel Matico. One is called Restoring Queen, and the other one is called Never Ask Francis. And you're going to run into things like have your baby father lately, and then you're going to run into one that says, I want a man like Malcolm. For every black man, I want you to read old book volume by Juwanza Conjure School. It's called Spirit to Destroy Black Boys. And Hakeem Abudi wrote Batman Single, Dangerous, and Obsolete. Read those books. Get back into reading. A house without a library is like a body without a soul. You're dead. And every time we lose an elder, a library burn because he take what he got with him or she got with us to the essence. Right now I'm writing my book. That's why ain't nobody been seeing me active. I'm preparing for a few ventures. I'm just a challenge 10,000 men to dedicate $20 a month to a foundation of doing what I call Creating a God. That's the name of my book, Creating a God. This foundation, what it would do, it would show that we don't need nobody for nothing. We have the answers right among ourselves. I've been dialoguing with Alpha King. We're trying to get something started. Way they're going to invest in the African black man and woman over here because we got luxurious colleges. And open up businesses over here for us in the United States since we ain't got the money and they got all the gold and diamonds. And what we're going to do with this, we're going to start plundering America like Moses did Egypt upon command, get a gold piece from everybody in the country. And we're going to drain the resources and put them back to Africa. And we're, you know, that's another story. But this 10,000 fearless black men or black guards, they're going to be responsible, dedicated, and $20. I don't need the ones that's going to say, I don't have it, I can't afford it. I'm not talking to you. You on the street corners and everybody else walking over you. You the one I'm trying to resurrect, Lazarus. But the men, the guards, $20 a month will give us the buying power with 10 men of $200,000 a month. It's $2.4 million a year. And it should continue to grow because we're going to make positive investments. And what this will do, it will allow us to put everything in our community, not the ones that get for us, but the ones we want to build. That's why my son is in college right now. Taking up engineering, mechanical, basic, and architecture engineer to build communities for our people. What we can buy with $2.4 million every year for our kids in our community, and what we can't put in our community with this. So basically that's where I'm at right now. Stay tuned, the book is coming out. About 2-3 documentaries coming out. And I just asked all the black men, Techie Boy, and all the rest of them. I love you, Techie Boy. And my character, you and Jenny, my character, what's down there still?
I hear what you say.
I said, you and Baron still got my character, seeing your horse down there. That y'all painting that day when I came. Not messing with you. But I just ask people like before and all of them to join in with this adventure. It's a joint adventure. And this will put in our communities and it'll take away our complaining. It'll take away this nigga ain't shit or this nigga he ain't doing nothing but standing on the corner. Where you going to work at? Ain't nobody gave this man a job. So stop expecting him to go somewhere that he can't go work at.
Right.
We got 30 churches in our community. Our whole economical system in our community is destroyed. Take away 10, open up 10 stores. Watch how the community flourish. It's a game. I done been at the same thing with some of the world. So, happy God Day, Father Day, and Man Day. The Trinity. Love y'all. Make sure you wrap up.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And, Ellis, if you could put those book recommendations
in the Good News Ghoul, on the Good News Ghouls page, as well as on your Our Community, Our Lives Facebook page. That would be a blessing. So there you have it. We done went down, you know, the different aspects of fatherhood, being a dad, what it means. We done gave you a little jokey joke. We done gave you the serious. We done given you everything that you need to appreciate your dad before this night is out. Make sure you make it a daily tradition to honor the men in your family, the men in your lives, and those men that are out there. You know you a good dad. You know you a good dude. Encourage somebody to be like you, because that's very important. So thank you guys for calling in. I have to give a shout out to Mr. Andre Lewis. He wasn't able to be on the show tonight. He was having date night with the fellas, with all of his sons. Shouts out to Ms. Terea Lewis. Thank you, thank you. Shouts out to so many people. My mind is drawing a blank right now. But happy Father's Day to everybody. And thank you for those that made this month's issue of Good News Ghouls a success. Make sure you check out goodnewsghouls.com, because greatness is inside your DNA. Shouts out to Faronic Corp from, I think their brother's up in New York, showing love all the way down south with the magazine. Thanks, thanks, thanks. And we love you and we appreciate you, and we're going to see you here the same time next week. All right, so go ahead and ride out with me. Thank you so much. Happy Father's Day, Charlie. Happy Father's Day, Mr. Roberts. Happy Father's Day, Ellis. Thank you so much, Miss Tony, for being on the line. We really appreciate you. And how can our viewers get in contact with you if they need some of your services?
It was my pleasure to be here.
Yes.
I'm on Facebook too, and they can call me at 786-505-7719. They can text, they can call, leave messages, and they can also send me emails to smartcookiesfl@gmail.com. And you know, I'm available for relationship coaching, general life coaching, and spiritual coaching as well.
All right. All right, all right, all right. We had an awesome lineup. Thank you so much to everybody. Shouts out to James, the comedian, for being on. Really appreciate you. James, are you still on the line? James, you still out there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay. How can our listeners connect with you?
OC, the number two funny, all one word. I'm on Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook. All of it's the same. You see me right there doing my thing. And I want to leave everybody with a good tip. If you flush the toilet before you leave the house, you ain't got to worry about that shit later. I'll let your boy stay out of trouble.
Too crazy. So if you flush the toilet now, if you deal with your problems now, you don't have to deal with that
later. That's
so,
right. That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, tell my kids, get that homework done before you go outside, because I promise you you ain't going to bed tonight.
Right.
You ain't going to bed tonight. You have to get out. Wake up at 4:30.
We're going to go ahead and ride out like we always do to our Barry White. Peace and blessings, everyone. To the Roberts family, I'm coming to get a plate. Please just get all the vegetables and the banana pudding together. I'm going to come pick it up, okay? Thank you, everyone. Peace, peace. Hey, off the party. James, I know you over there drifting.
You've just tuned in to the ILoveDownSouth.com show. Thank you for showing love. Thank you for showing up and showing out. Happy Father's Day from Miss Latoya Burr, your host. Make sure you check out GoodNewsGhouls.com. Peace and blessings, everyone. Hey.
Look at y'all.